It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
Procrastinators unite. No need to scramble around to find gifts for the gardeners on your list, because in a sleigh that's actually a wheelbarrow, it's Charlie Claus here to help. help us find some great gift ideas for the gardeners on our list.
Yes, this is almost an annual show, because we're always thinking about this around this time of year and what to get the gardener who has everything. So I'm going to tell you what I would like, and you can take notes, Mary, in case you run across a few of these things and think of me as a recipient of a gardening gift. First of all, tools and gloves, anything to do with your hands, right? So a new pair of gloves is really nice, and what I like in gloves, and I think a lot of other gardeners enjoy too, are gloves that are form-fitting, meaning that they fit on your hand really tightly. They're breathable on the back, but the palms and the fingers have this sticky material so you can pick things up. And that really makes a big difference when you're out in the garden and you want to pick up seeds or plants or tools. They have that sticky material there. I really love those types of gloves. And there's a number of brands out there. There's one called Nitrile that I've used. So that might be a nice gift. In the same token, tools are always good for the gardeners. And there's a kind of a whole new slew of tools that are out there for the gardener who just doesn't want to lug around heavy tools anymore. And that includes hand pruners, because if you do a lot of hand pruning, you'll realize that it takes a wear and tear on your body. So instead of hand pruners, there are things called snips. And these are small little pruners that are mostly been used for deadheading flowers, but you could use them for a variety of things. You can cut a stalk of basil or thyme to bring inside for cooking. You can cut some flowers to bring in for a vase. They're sharp, they're small, they fit nicely in your hand, and they're lightweight, and that's the best thing about them. For hedge trimmers and loppers, there are shorter versions of those too that are lightweight. And if you're not really taking down a big tree or something, if you're just snipping some branches from a spirea, these might be a really nice choice too. There are also things like cool ceramic pots. Give the gardener in your family a reason to go shopping for a new plant by giving them a beautiful pot that is ceramic, that could sit nicely on a patio or a deck. That's a great idea. Another thing related to tools are totes and garden vests, because one of the things I hate in the garden is to go out there and forget, oh, I forgot that seed or I forgot that tool, and you have to go all the way back to the garage and get it. If you can have something where you can bring everything with you when you go out into the garden, that will be a really nice idea.
What about like stocking stuffers with seeds and things like that?
Yeah, seeds are a good idea too. And if you have someone who's really into seeds, you may not try to guess what they like, but you can go the route of giving them some of those baby lettuces or microgreen seeds. And so they could do something in the winter. Like right now, they could seed those and put them in a sunny window. And in about a month, they'll have something to eat and keep them busy until the warm days of summer come.
Oh, I really like that idea. I'm putting those on my list. Here is a question from Libby in Danville. Libby writes, I have a 7 or 8 year old poinsettia. It's about 4 feet tall. It blooms the familiar bright red for months, and I try to prune it at least every 2 years, maybe more, as it is huge. I've always been curious about the light requirement for darkness. I also saw them standing about 7 feet tall in the high tea country of Sri Lanka. It may be outgrowing my ability and space and pot size to keep this as an indoor plant.
Yes, Livia. It's pretty cool when you see poinsettias in their native habitat. And of course, they're native to Central America and Mexico, but I've seen them in India and she's seen them in Sri Lanka. They are big shrubs and they have beautiful red flowers, usually in the winter. So the one thing I would suggest is that if you have it as a shrub and it's growing well in a sunny window, that's great. It does need cool temperatures and dark period in the fall to set those bracts so that they turn the color that you want them to turn. So in October, November, if you could put it in a room that doesn't have any artificial light and stays dark about 14 hours, that's going to help turn those colors sooner. But it sounds like you've got it all figured out. And I wouldn't be shy about pruning it back too. And the time to do that would be late winter, early spring. Give it a good haircut. Let it grow back into a nice bushy form so you have a beautiful one next year.
Okay, if you have questions for Charlie Nardozzi to answer about your garden, just go to vpr.org and search All Things Gardening. And to listen again to all these helpful gift ideas, find this episode on the front page of VPR right now or listen to the podcast later. Find that where you get your podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.